A Jewish Journal article. Montana Tucker, Annie Lennox, Recording Academy CEO make Israel statements at the 2024 Grammys. The Jewish community had a lot to process following the 66th annual Grammys on Sunday night. There were moments to cheer, and moments to cringe. In his remarks, Recording Academy CEO Harvey Mason Jr. gave a 3-minute speech about the uniting capabilities of music. Halfway through, he called out the horrific examples of terror attacks perpetrated deliberately on music fans around the world, including those of the October 7th attacks in Israel. "Every one of us, no matter where we're from, is united by the shared experience of music," Mason Jr. said. "It brings us together like nothing else can, and that's why music must always be our safe space. When that's violated, it strikes at the very core of who we are. We felt that at the Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris. We felt that at the Manchester Arena in England. We felt that at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival in Las Vegas. And on October 7th, we felt that again when we heard the tragic news from the Supernova Music Festival for Love, that over 360 music fans lost their lives, and another 40 were kidnapped. That day, and all the tragic days that have followed, have been awful for the world to bear as we mourn the loss of all innocent lives." Video clips of Mason's words have been shared across social media by some of the most active defenders of Israel. Still, some people were irked that Mason called out the Paris, England, and Las Vegas terror attacks geographically, but neglected to say the word Israel when calling out the Supernova Music Festival. Still, Mason continued about music and unity, as a string quartet played a somber tune. "We live in a world divided by so much, and maybe music can't solve everything. But let us all agree. Music must remain the common ground upon which we all stand together in peace and harmony. Because music has always been one of humanity's greatest connectors. Think about it. Every song that we're honoring or hearing tonight moved someone, no matter where they were from or what they believed, that connected them to others who are moved in the same way. Take the string quartet as individuals," Mason continued. "They sound really good, but together, they achieve something beautiful they could never do apart. These musicians of Palestinian, Israeli, and Arab descent are here playing together." The crowd at the Crypto.com arena erupted in applause. As of press time, the identities of the string quartet members were not readily available. "Now is the time for us, for humanity to play together, to come together with empathy and with love," Mason concluded. In 2021, Mason was honored as an ambassador of peace by the entertainment industry-focused pro-Israel nonprofit, Creative Community for Peace. Montana Tucker Fraser Harrison, Getty Images. As the program continued, photos circulated of TikTok star Montana Tucker on the red carpet wearing a giant yellow ribbon affixed to her dress with the words, "Bring them home," across the top. Yellow ribbons are to create awareness and support for the 132 hostages held captive in Gaza by terror group Hamas for the past 120 days. Tucker's dress was made by Israeli fashion designer Ortel Mizrahi's Made by ILA. Tucker has been one of the most, if not the most, active pro-Israel influencers for the under-30 crowd. In 2022, she put her singing and dancing content on pause for several weeks as she posted a 10-part TikTok documentary about retracing her grandmother's Auschwitz concentration camp survival story. Also on the red carpet were pro-Palestinian fashion statements by several Grammy nominees. The three members of the band Boy Genius, Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers and Lucy Dacus, wore Artists for Ceasefire pins on their suits. Poet Asia Monet came to the event with a watermelon-adorned clutch purse. The watermelon is a symbol of Palestine as its red, green and black are stand-ins for brandishing a Palestinian flag. Bassist and singer Esperanza Spalding wore a traditional Palestinian keffiyeh to the ceremony. Annie Lennox, Kevin Winter, Getty Images for the Recording Academy. Later in the Grammys broadcast, singer Annie Lennox drew ire for shouting, "Artists for Ceasefire," after singing a tearful rendition of "Nothing Compares to You," in honor of the late singer, songwriter, Sinead O'Connor. Still, Hamas rejected a hostage and ceasefire deal with Israel yet again over the weekend. At the end of the evening, there were several Jewish Grammy winners. Jack Antonoff Fraser Harrison, Getty Images. Producer of the Year, Non-Classical. Jack Antonoff. Being Funny in a Foreign Language, by the 1975. Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard, by Lana Del Rey. Midnights, by Taylor Swift. Best Musical Theater Album, Mark Shaiman, Some Like It Hot, co-producer, composer and lyricist. Charlie Rosen, Some Like It Hot, co-producer. Best Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media. Mark Ronson, Barbie the Album, co-producer. Best Engineered Album, Classical. David Frost, Contemporary American Composers, co-engineer. Best Classical Instrumental Solo, Teddy Abrams, The American Project, conductor of the Louisville Orchestra. Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, Lenny Kravitz, co-recipient.